Hello, people. Go from there. This is your host, Travanti Jaramillo. I am here with comedian, columnist. I don't know. You got a lot of hands and a lot of pots. So April Clark. A lot of hats. I like that. I wear it. You know, it was just a bear of a weekend. Actually, wearing a lot of hats.
I definitely was.
I asked you to do the show. I've put everybody I know in the framework of this whole thing. I showed you a bunch of the guests I've had. I can't say that
all
I've
jerks.
Had...
jerks. I'm just kidding. I don't know them. Actually, I know most of them, and they are jerks.
You want to go a little closer? So
except for
to,
your grandmother. So
you don't
She's not a jerk.
Duck into it so much.
Yes.
All right.
Thanks.
We'll move it wherever you want.
Yeah, I'll relax.
No, you're right. You know, really just assholes and and nobodies. But Olivia likes our status.
Oh, great.
That's good. Thanks for the input.
It makes me feel much better than dislike, although they still don't have that option. I'm surprised.
You can write it.
Yeah, you can write it.
Which is way more, you know, like knife and twist it, you know.
Right.
Can
say F you. Can you say curse words on
dude,
podcasts?
There's been awful things.
Awful.
Yeah, say whatever you want. It's all good.
Okay. My mother will be listening. She's a big fan. She's probably my favorite big fan.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome if you could help me kind of spread my wings and fly.
To Indiana is where it would be going.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I got a guy in Switzerland, weirdly. I don't know who he is. He hasn't written in, but I get like a geostats thing and there's like a 1% and it's like this one guy up here. I'm like, all right, I'll take it. But it's actually doing weirdly well. Like, I'll tell you the stats later, but it's like, just hits wise, like almost 25,000 in like 3 months.
Yeah.
So like, I'm going with it. Spring.
Yeah, that's awesome. There'll be one person in Saskatchewan.
Hell yeah.
My big fan.
Damn.
He sends me letters.
Okay. Well, here's we're kind of on a time crunch here a little bit. Not really. I mean, it's 45 minutes, but
yeah.
These things
you
usually go like an hour.
Out.
I want to talk about comedy. I want to talk about your show that you got coming up. I want to talk about why... I'll leave that one out for now, but...
Okay. Well, you can think about it later.
Let's just start with the show. Like, what do you have... Did you already do one? Did
the April Clark show?
Yeah.
No, our first one is coming up Saturday. Yeah.
This is like a late night format type of thing, is that right?
This is a brand new concept for Carbondale and the Valley. I don't think anyone's really done this kind of show. Yeah, so
which kind of bugs me because like I wanted to do a live one of these, and you totally beat me to it. I was gonna try to do it at like an open mic night or some bullshit night, but I wanted to do it while Rob was still here. So like maybe we do this and then he do 15 minutes after that, and then if you wanted to do it.
So you would have me go after his rape jokes. Thanks. Those are great to follow.
Fair enough.
Just teasing.
I feel like you should have found a way to combat rape jokes since you're a woman. Like that should be your nature.
But then they're so visual because they always involve his grandmother. It's really even hard for me to think after that. I lose all brain functioning after the grandmother rape jokes.
Well, I mean, who else are you going to rape except for your grandma?
Right. Well, if you're Rob, not many people. Maybe the dog. Maybe the neighbor's cat.
So you're doing, you're hosting, you're going to have panel guests?
Yes, well, just like a Johnny Carson, David Letterman, big fan of David Letterman, so.
Right.
So I have,
you're gonna have a band.
My house band is the G-Strings, which is basically most of the members of Starlets, including Pam Rosenthal, but all chick
band.
I'll
have to check them out. I don't know who they are. Really?
The Starlets, yeah. They're awesome.
Do they have, a Facebook page?
I believe they do, and they do, it's Shanti...
Oh, no, I know them,
Shanti and Megan and Ananda.
I went to school with all them.
Yeah, and I figured that. So they, when they perform with the burlesque troupe, which I'm part of as well in Carbondale, we can talk burlesque later, but they perform as a G-string.
You get naked for money?
Or do I not
know what burlesque is?
You do not know what burlesque is. I mostly tap dance,
Yeah, from what I hear, you get naked for free, but
I do. I have not been naked in a while, to be honest with you.
I can tell.
I know it's hard to believe, but...
No, it's not really. It smells a little weird here right now, but...
I'm keeping my clothes on.
Well, so, what brought you to that idea? Because, I know you have a lot of things that, you're creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like... Okay, you're kind of walking into an ambush a little bit.
Oh, that's all right. I can be ambushed.
But, I feel like you haven't really, found, a stride in something. You keep trying a lot of different stuff,
which is
good. You never tap out, which is good. But what brought you to this idea?
Well, it really was sort of a progression, and it took a lot of learning on what I like to do. It all started with stand-up, and that was seemed like the best opportunity. Well, I guess technically it all started with my column, because I always wanted to be humorist. I was trying to write a lot of funny columns, and then I kind of realized once I tried stand-up for the first time, which was based on a story I was reporting on, they asked me to be a stand-up comic as part of the reporting of the story, and I went for it, and I liked it, so...
It's now you've gone to like a Louis C. Jesus Christ, Louis Anderson
boot camp. Yeah, right? I won a scholarship.
Did you actually
for
get
that.
To like meet and hang out with him?
Yeah, a little bit. I didn't. I met and hung out with Ralphie May a lot more. And
are you
wife.
Serious?
Oh yeah, April. Her name is April May.
Yeah, that's right, dog.
That's right. Okay. He's fucking hilarious, and he was awesome. I get to sit in the back room or the green room, backstage at Comedy Works and
did
downtown.
Did he have his dog with him?
He didn't have his wife with him, though. She opened.
She's hot.
She plays the guitar, and she's funny as shit. Yeah.
Have you heard their podcast, The Perfect 10?
No, I haven't. I need to listen to that. That's crazy.
It's funny, because like the logo is like her, and she's the one, and he's the zero.
That's funny. Yeah.
I love Ralphie May.
Yeah, they have a great joke.
I don't love his
stand-up,
but he's a funny, good dude.
I probably sat back there with, half an hour, talking about how, as a female, I could try to make a difference living... I explained I was living in the mountains and I didn't have really any intention to move to Denver. I'm not quite that big city leaper quite yet. And Denver's not a big city as in terms of I'm scared. I just like living in the mountains.
That's great.
So it's challenging, yeah, because I love the outdoors. I love the mountains. I love no traffic. But then you run into some walls doors shut in your
not
face.
Being, not
yeah.
being a comedy scene being one.
Yeah, right. And entertainment scene sometimes.
In general. But, what's funny about around here, it's, nobody knows how to... I realized this in the 8 or 10 shows that I went to. I've seen you do stand-up a lot.
Yeah, you have.
And what I realize is that people don't know how to go to a comedy show.
Right.
Especially if they're going to a comedy show at a restaurant or at a dance club. They don't know how to act. It's just this, really, dude? I've seen funny guys, sort of eat their balls for no reason, you know? And, I've been the only person in a club, dying, which I kind of love, it's like a dog whistle kind of thing almost, but, I don't know, it's just, this town really does, it's really awful for what, you and Rob and Don are trying to do.
Right.
So, what I wanted to ask you about stand-up, a bunch of times I've seen you do stand-up, and, I do like your column. It's always something. What I like about it is the story element of it, you know. But the stand up stuff, I feel like your snow shovel joke is my favorite joke, but it's probably because it's the dirtiest one you tell.
Right.
If you have a bad brain, that joke gets a little bit fucked up,
Especially when my dad is in the audience, and that has been told in front of my dad.
Well, yeah, because
Yeah.
You're not really sure, we as an audience aren't really sure what side of the, the spectrum dad's on.
Right.
So you don't know if he's feeling bad or if he's damn right,
That's my daughter.
Now, again, we've hung out, you seem game right now. If you can wave me off, or I hope I don't offend you right now, but I have a question.
Okay.
Is it really fun every time? Because I've seen you, and again, this is bad crowds, this is stupid Glenwood. I've never got to see you in Aspen or in... I've seen you once in Carbondale.
Yeah, and Carbondale's always good.
But I've never seen you, really...
Kill it. Yeah. I've killed it before, but I think... I don't know if I've... I don't think I've, bombed more than killed it. I have probably more mediocre attempts at comedy, but... I keep going, and I'm like we were talking about with stand-up, that's sort of why the April Clark show was happening, because I've found, just in my experience with burlesque and working with some other comedy reviews, that the more people I surround myself with that are funny, the funnier I can be. Really, it's tough to do stand-up.
Well, no, I mean, I'll say this.
You crash and burn by yourself, really. It's hard.
It is hard. I've never tried stand-up, but I've tried writing jokes. Okay, because at first I got super butthurt. Like, Rob, I told Rob, I'm like, dude, you're fucking funny. Like, you should, you ever thought about doing stand-up? And it turned out that he had written stand-up for years, and he had jokes, you know? And when he got up there, I'm like, you know, his stuff isn't for everybody, clearly, but he's funny. And, if anything, like, he's smart, and he knows how to, like, just, you know, tag.
Oh, his timing. Good,
just, you know, loads all over, you know? Mm-hmm. And I got mad. I'm like, okay, I don't have a talent, apparently. Like, I can sing karaoke, but nobody gives a shit about that. I can make a mean pair of glasses. Nobody cares about that. And so I'm like, well, fuck it. I'm going to try to write a joke. I cannot write jokes. And I feel like you kind of, like, where, you know, like, if somebody sets me up, like, I can spike some shit sometimes. But, like, waiting sometimes, like the entire thing front to back, I just can't do it, you know? So, like, I'm glad I found this because now, like, you know, the volley back and forth between, like, me and one person or, you know, me and five people, whatever it is.
Right.
You know, I feel like that maybe the little tiny sliver of funny that I have in me can get out there properly. Because there's nothing worse than when you're, like, trying to hang out with somebody and you're, like, trying to be funny.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, you know who those people are.
Well, no, that I'm one of them. I mean, like...
Oh, no, I don't know about that. I've always thought you were funny and, gosh, I guess we probably... you know, not in everything you do. I'm just teasing. But.
Past guest, Chad... Ogborn.
Yeah.
Ogburn. Sorry.
Oh, Ogborn. Yeah.
You know him. He's the bouncer at the Bayou.
That's right.
He's asking if I showed you my baby corn penis. And the answer is yes.
Yes. And what did he call it? Baby corn?
That's what I call
oh,
it.
Oh, you call to, it. It's yeah, a nickname so now, of your
now
own. He's,
yeah, now
I was going to say yes, and she showed me her, I don't know what kind of tits.
Her cornucopia tits.
Yes.
How about that?
That sounds amazing.
It might be a little bit too much corn in the whole thing, but...
Well, I like the corn theme.
Yes.
Corn is funny.
And she showed... This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous, but that's what Facebook is for.
You know what, though? I feel like you might have done that at one point.
Yeah, maybe.
So, whatever.
I did,
How do you spell cornucopia?
Cornucopia. Oh, that's like a spellibration word.
I think I got it. I think I nailed it.
And... They do spell check now on Facebook, which is...
I'm going to go titties, because that just seems a lot more worse.
Yes, titties. Everybody loves that word. But
I can't believe I just typed that. Jesus Christ.
So the April Clark show happened because I pitched it, and people believed in me, and I really did.
Well,
I,
so who all is involved, like with this first one? And is it going to be, like, ongoing?
Yeah, we're going to try to make it ongoing. I pitched it to Josh Bierman at PAC 3, who books all his shows, and he was really... trying to get different type of entertainment besides just music.
I forgot
shows.
One thing.
Uh-oh.
Pictures,
yeah.
Pictures to follow.
Pictures to follow, of course. They'll be all blurred out, though, just like on
TV.
That's...
Never mind.
So, yeah, and I just said, well, I have an idea, and I don't know if this can happen, but I've been working it up in my head for some time because I went through a little bit of a Carol Burnett phase, I'm not going to lie. Found myself watching a lot of Carol Burnett. Some kids out there might not even know who Carol Burnett is, but she's one of my comedy heroes. And I just like the variety idea of, and that's kind of what we do in burlesque.
How often are you
going to
try to do it?
It's very sexy, but it's, we were going to try to do it once a month, maybe even once every
fuck it, once a week, man. Like
a couple months.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I don't know. We just don't know if it'll sell, if people will come or... You know,
now, what are you charging for it?
$10. And then I'm also...
10? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought I saw $25.
Somewhere. No, you can do a $25 prefix meal at Mi Casita. You get a beer or a marg. You get an entree, dessert, and a ticket, which is a very...
No, that's nice.
Yeah. No, we wanted
that's comedy show prices.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, we just basically don't have the venue to serve dinner in a comedy show, so all in one.
I need to hit him up maybe for like a...
Kiko? Josh Bierman.
The PAC 3 guy.
Yeah.
For not really an advertisement, because, like, there's parts of the show that I'm super proud of because it's actually, like, there's important stuff that we talk about, mm-hmm. you know, some awareness stuff, some, you know, depression and anxiety stuff, but then there's also, like, a ton of abortion and baby corn penis jokes. And, like, no company wants to fucking tie their wagon to that, you know, or whatever you call it, whatever that thing I just said.
Right.
But I'm thinking about maybe trying to just, like, please, like, for some, like, sponsorship money.
Yeah, you never know. Well, you can try it. There's also
Well,
if I
don't offend you, I want to come be on it, too.
Oh, okay. No, you won't offend me. But our goal is to have more shows, so, yeah. And I'm always going to try to have... My Ed McMahon is Mark Thomas. I like him to be a part of my...
Really?
Yeah, he's he's got it together in terms of just show management and experience, and he's the reason I'm a stand-up comic. He always supported me. He's helped me write quite a few jokes. He's responsible for some of my jokes. He likes to write jokes for me because I'm a girl, and I can tell when I tell his dirty jokes, they come out.
Now, wait a minute. That's born of, like, you two dated, right?
No.
No?
Mark Thomas? Nope. We're just really good friends. You want to know who... You're trying to figure out who I dated it
in the comedy. No, I thought I heard that. Like,
No. Okay. No, never dated Mark
You dated
Thomas.
Somebody in the group?
In Denver.
Oh.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, nobody in... Yeah, Glenn Smith. Never fucked him. Mark
who
Thomas.
Has a vagina?
Don. Sorry. I guess there was a little... relationship between Don and... No, that's not true. No, and Don Cheney, I've never had sex with.
Why not? What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're trying to, like, have self-respect?
Just,
like,
yeah, be
why
friends.
Why would you not, as a comic, like, why wouldn't you do it for the story?
I slept with one comic. I really did. And
Louis Anderson?
Yes. No, it was Ralphie May. I was there three-way with Ralphie in April. Two Aprils and the Ralphie.
Fuck yeah.
Sandwich.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a lot of beef in there.
Yes.
Okay, so, like, are you done with stand-up? Or, like, are you thinking that this is, like, just another outlet for what you're trying to do?
No, I'm not done with stand-up. Like, I even tried to compete in a comedy contest a few weeks ago, a Basalt, but they made me go first, which is never fun.
You've gone first at every show.
I know, they make me go first all the time.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess they think I'm going to warm up the crowd, but I actually would prefer someone else warming them up for me. But
now, let me ask you, okay,
but I,
again,
yeah, I
don't motives, know. Whatever. I'm just asking from my perspective, okay? Do you think that they, like, I think maybe one time you went second that I saw you. But do you think that, like, these guys do that because, like, they think they're funnier than you?
Possibly.
Has it crossed your mind?
Closers. I haven't been able to close as many times as I would like in my life, but because usually that, even though some comics get mad when you start talking about headliners and closers and openers, and but sometimes I guess I should take that as a compliment if I'm opening, because I really do think that people believe I'm going to warm up the crowd, but I don't know. I mean, I do a lot of MC work.
I'm gonna call it little shenanigans on that, just because, like, I feel like there's a tiny bit of, like, bitchiness in that whole group, you know. Like, Don is a fucking sweetheart. Like, I can't wait till he comes and sits in here, and, you know, we had, like, a 10-minute conversation at fucking KFC one day, and he was telling me his Christopher Titus story and all that stuff, and it's fucking great, you know. Like, that's what happened to him. He exactly deserved that, you know. But I feel like there's some other bullshit, like. Like, okay, I'll just say, I don't care about these guys. Like, if they want to come talk to me, like, I will talk to anybody, like I just said, anybody can sit in here, whatever. And I'll reach out to them. Like, I would actually like to talk to Glenn.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what makes him think that he's so great that he's going to come to us, like, a six-person Bayou show with nothing prepared and act like he's going to do crowd work with my friends. Sorry, we're a tiny bit more clever than, like, hey, where are you from? Nice shirt, dick. You know, like, there's a knife pulled.
Right. The Bayou shows are, you know, that'll be always something I'll always remember, because you definitely know, you had to work the crowd and know how to talk to them and don't screw it up. But that's really why I always had Rob close my Bayou shows a lot of times, though.
Well,
he was a
monster among these guys. He was a monster. I mean,
yeah,
like,
just the room led to it. But, you know, there's just some room.
Well, yeah, it was our fault, kind of. But you know what?
That's right.
Even the times, like, I didn't go to everyone, like, and I saw videos after that, like, it's not like it was just my friends, like, dying. Like, he got to everybody at some level, you know.
Yeah.
Like, even if it was the ones that was like you know, speaking of Jews, you know, speaking of burn victims, you know, I have this Jewish friend, or, you know, whatever he talks about. But, like, do you ever feel like you're, like, as far as, like, what are you guys, the comedy mercenaries or something like that?
Well, yeah, but we're not really that official. We kind of all.
But do you feel like you're like
work
the, you're kind of like
in
the
different capacities?
Like you're the little brother, like, in that group.
Me, but I'm a girl, so I guess I'm the little
sister.
Well,
whatever. I mean,
I make shit happen. So.
No, I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
Oh no,
like,
I
mean,
don't
I just have questions, because I'm like, why is she always open?
Well, because,
like,
a lot of times I produce most of the shows and I'm emceeing them, but that's why, and that's kind of what I enjoy doing most after I found out. I'd actually love to put the show together because I like the creative freedom of being able to come up with some ideas. So that's why I decided to go more for a variety show.
Now, are you going to do like a real late night thing where you do like monologue, yeah, like top of the monologue? Like,
yeah, a monologue. Be cool. Mark Thomas is going to like prep the crowd, just like if it were in an audience, if you went to go see Jimmy Kimmel Live or whatever, and then I'll come out and do a monologue, and then I'll have stuff at the desk. I'll have a desk with chairs and my house band and a stand-up comic. Don Chaney's going to be my comic. And
that's cool, man. I'm excited to
It's going to be cool.
Now, the only reason I would ask you to like maybe be on it is just to horror my show. I don't even know how our thing would go, but
yeah.
I mean, it'd be fun.
You could always try.
And if I do a live one, like I want, like I said, I wanted like comedian, like a three comedian panel, and then we all just talk shit, and then you guys all do stand up after that.
Right.
That's what I wanted to do.
Oh, okay.
In case people didn't care about like, you know, the three of us talking about, you know.
Yeah.
Then at least you guys could, you know, get up and like that. I'm hacking off of Mark Maron's thing, because like, you know, his podcast is like him and a comedian, or him mm-hmm. and a musician or whatever. But if he goes and does a live one, you know, they'll go to a comedy club and it's like him and two or three people, and then usually all of them are comics, and so they perform either before or after that.
Yeah.
So, but if I do that, I'm definitely going to call you up, so.
Okay.
Where are we at here?
I like that idea. How are you on time?
You need 6:16, so.
Oh, we're fine. We have till like 7.
Oh, okay.
Don't we? I think I can.
Well, so like, who are your favorite like comedians? Like what? Did you like stand-up before you had to try it?
Yeah, I always liked comedy, but I always did honestly like watching Saturday Night Live, and I always thought SNL was funny no matter who was on it or
what
season.
What's your favorite sketch? Like, can you think of one that...
Of all time, Chris Farley and the man by the river dude. But then I also like Will Ferrell when he does that hot... he's a hippie guy with...
the lover?
Yeah. Yes. I love that. And then, oh gosh, I've been watching Saturday Night Live since my mom probably didn't know I was watching it, because I used to sneak and watch it.
Do you remember Good Morning Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Was Jay Moore?
Yeah, Marissa Jay Moore. Tomei. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hilarious.
What's that other guy? The one that was in Spinal Tap.
Oh, gosh.
How's the weather over there? Gotta be hot as a bastard. You know? That's fucking funny.
Gosh, there's so many that I love, and I, love Tina Fey, anything with her. And then Kristen Wiig, actually, just like in this
last
season.
She's funny, man. Like,
she was hilarious.
I didn't watch it, but like every time...
So funny.
You know what one kills me? Like, just because it's such a bizarre idea that it's just funny to me even when it's not that funny, is the singing duo where Fred Armisen is like clearly making the song up.
Yes.
But she's supposed to follow because because it's a duet.
Yes.
That's just such a weird idea. I always love that.
I like the one where she has little hands. I don't know if you've seen that, where they make her.
She has
She's part
hands.
Of a singing troupe with her sisters, and she has little tiny hands. It's very weird.
Seen that. I have to look
creepy.
At that. Is that on like YouTube or something?
Yeah,
or?
You can do it, Kristen Wiig, and I don't know what the name of the character that she plays is.
Well, I'm sure if I put Kristen Wiig, tiny hands.
Yeah, so yeah, you'll find it. But I used to love Gilda Radner, and then, Belushi, until I heard that he didn't like female comics.
Well, nobody really does, and that's really...
That's right, but it's very true.
The Lawrence Welk show?
Yes, she does like the Lawrence Welk show, and she's got these...
Come on.
Tiny hands.
All right, let's see if this actually comes over. It might actually be able to hear it on here.
But I also remember, like, in the 80s, late 80s, 90s, I watched, like, In Living Color.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. See, I liked In Living Color stuff, and then I...
Okay, it's playing the ad right now.
Oh, that's okay. Hopefully that's not too annoying. and then I always liked Jimmy Fallon, and when he would do those college dorm, where he and...
The Boston guy?
No, they were smoking, they were... They always had weed in their...
Oh, dorm. Him and Horatio, they had like a webcam show or something, wasn't
yeah.
it? Or...
Yeah, they had a webcam and they were in their dorm room.
Yeah, that... You know what? Jimmy's funny.
Oh, yeah. I always thought he was funny.
Let's see if this actually works. Yeah.
It might work. Now returns to another mildly enjoyable moment from the Lawrence Welk Show.
Thank you, thank you. I'm sorry to
They really did have bubbles back then.
Time to say good night. I want to thank all of our wonderful guests tonight. We've enjoyed the beautiful harmonies of the lovely Lennon sisters.
You're probably too young to know that Lawrence watched
it. Yeah, I never saw it.
Oh yeah, my grandparents used to watch it.
The very nice and entertaining accordion sounds of Myron Florin. And the high kicking quick step of Bobby and Sissy. Bobby, when are you going to ask Sissy to marry you? She's ready. Now to take us out.
Did he look like this?
From the Finger Lakes.
Yeah, it was that awkward.
Lawrence Welk show debut. Please welcome the Merrill sisters. And the one, and the two, and the...
All right, so we got two regular ones, a fat one. They're all wearing yellow frilly dresses.
Oh.
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway.
We're all together, sisters. I'm Janice. I'm Holly.
Oh.
Oh, why would you stop?
I know.
I'm Norma.
Oh, God. She's got a 9 head. Super long arms.
Super tiny hands.
I'm gonna cum catch your hair. Sorry.
With my fiance. By myself.
Oh no! She's fucking holding like baby doll arms. Oh god.
Baby doll hands.
I like rainbows. I like chasing cars.
Oh no.
Oh my goodness.
We've enjoyed our time with you, but now we have to run. Good night. A sweet dream.
Who's that person?
Oh, I don't know.
Gosh, she's hot.
Yeah. Bigger forehead. So yeah,
she looks like Rocky Dennis in the mask. Holy
she
shit!
To catch the bubbles with them. And the end, but I think that is really my favorite kind of comedy. But a lot of times, stand up gives you, the balls to do other stuff.
Now I feel like on sometimes with your stand up that like you're just like on the fence of like. Really funny, but like, are you like trying to be like, you're not completely clean, right?
No. And then when I'm forced to be like in the comedy contest, I had to tell all clean jokes and I went first. So I thought the bar was there was no, blue stuff because that's just what I do. I'm good at it.
Well, but I feel I don't know anything about stand up, but like,
yeah,
I mean, I feel like your jokes, like the good meat of it is there, but like there could be some like building around some of it, and again like that's the only thing I'm worth as far as comics go, like right. I could never do stand up because I haven't figured out how to write jokes, like mm-hmm. if anything, like I feel like I'm a decent storyteller and I can like kind of get information out of people, but stand up is a totally different thing. But like, do you ever feel like if you went like that extra mile to be like a little more dirty, like not even for the sake of just being shocking, but like mm-hmm. that you might get a little more out of it, or like,
maybe. And then there are sometimes when I because
that snow shovel joke is pretty fucking. That's pretty fucking gross.
That's good.
But I love it. That's my favorite one. But maybe that's
good to know. Well, and I'd like to build on those. But then sometimes there are times when I just get nervous because I'm just not getting laughter. So then I'll just move on.
This is one thing that I wish that you didn't do, that I've seen you do a lot.
Yeah.
Is I heard a story, it was on a podcast, and it was Dave Attell talking about Mitch Hedberg.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he was on Letterman one time, and like he goes, my brother, oh, I totally blew that punchline. Like, meaning in his head, like he had already, went through the maze of the joke. and somehow he got snagged, and he didn't even tell it. Like, he didn't even say anything, and he goes, I totally blew that punchline.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like with you, like, you have, like, this, like, if you start not killing, mm-hmm. excuse me, you go through this, like, almost, like, self-fulfilling prophecy of, like, this is going badly.
Yes.
And you actually go, this isn't going well, or I didn't say that right.
Or you,
like,
can kind of tell if I'm, yeah. Sort no, of but like why? But why do
you?
Game.
Is that like you like trying to own like that you didn't say it right, or like don't let those idiots like let them decide for themselves. Don't right. don't tell them that you're bombing. Like
yeah. Well, that's a, what probably like a comedy 101 thing, but that's just probably a natural thing that I do when I start to get really unsure of what that.
Yeah, but
I'm doing,
you know,
that
it is 101, but I think it's so 101 that it's almost hack. Like if you're dying, that you go, you're like. Ooh, tough crowd. Like, it's the same thing. It's exactly
right.
the same thing as saying that. You know, like, is this thing on? Like, don't tell him don't tell him that, you know, even if it didn't land perfect, like, you told it, and now it's there. Like, don't be like, oh, I missed the part about my mom. Shit.
Exactly.
Like, this would have been a lot more funny if I would have said that part.
That's probably why I enjoy emceeing events more than actually doing the stand-up, you know,
like in the way of like,
because you can break it up, and I'm more conversationally funny, I think. I've been told, a lot of my friends will say, why don't you just act like you do when you're at a party or when you're telling stories?
I have a question. Have you ever done stand-up wasted?
Wasted.
Or maybe not wasted, but like...
3 beers, yeah, and when I shouldn't.
Is that...
Yeah, I should
like
just have one.
Well, how did it go?
Not that well, because I forgot. Yeah, because I usually have better like memory in terms of what. I mean, I always go up there with a note, like that has my set list.
All right.
But I'll forget like I think maybe you see me do it. Just forget like the good stuff and move on.
I've seen everybody
because
like,
I'm like
they
not
miss
getting
a chunk,
the laugh.
You know,
so yeah, I'm like skipping the good stuff.
Well, yeah, I feel like you're like. I almost feel like if you did your act with your eyes closed. That you would do so much better because like you're really like you're really like wanting the acceptance of it, which that's the point. That's why you do stand up, is for the 10 minutes that people love you, right?
I guess.
But
so,
like,
yeah.
I feel like you're so in tune to like the real time feedback that sometimes you, almost like you know shoot yourself in the foot over their jokes.
Yeah, and so that's kind of why I've.
Has anybody else ever said that?
To me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't get... A lot of people
really?
Don't criticize me to my face. They just say, oh, you're funny, but I can tell they don't think I'm funny.
Well, no, I feel... Okay,
you know
I do think
but
you're funny.
No, I appreciate the criticism
no,
because
I
really
like,
don't hear a lot of
I feel
it,
like...
You know?
Like has, I'm like sitting here, I'm like, did anybody tell her that like she's not supposed to fucking say that wasn't funny? Because like... Like, you said, I mean,
do it out of nervousness.
That might be the only, like, I remember your Sex and City jokes, and I remember your, like, the roofie joke.
Yeah.
Like, and I love them all, like, honestly. But, like, there's a point where I'm like,
new
okay,
stuff.
No, I don't even, no, dude, the amount of times I've listened to fucking Skanks for the Memories, or even Patrice O'Neill's newest one, like, I listened to them 100 times, like, I don't care about hearing the same joke over and over again.
Yeah.
But what I care about is like you have enough balls to get up there. Why would you, you know, knock the balls out by saying like, oh, I messed that up? Like,
yeah,
don't do that. Like,
no,
even if
sure
you're not doing well, but don't like
completely out of
don't let them be like, well, because this is what I feel happens. Like, if you don't do well, and you're like every time you say that didn't work out. Then you're putting it in the head of that person for next time,
right.
Like she's not funny and she knows she's not funny or something.
Yeah,
right?
But that came out of my original, because originally I was sort of morphed into this very self-deprecating person that my column sort of created initially.
Well,
and
you have some kind of self.
And I'm still self-deprecating.
Yeah.
For the most part, but that's what
well, you
I've
have
been trying to do.
Self-esteem issues.
Yeah, right, or something for some reason.
Right?
I mean, guess,
like,
yeah.
But why?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
I don't know if you knew this, but
the,
you know, go from there becomes a therapy session sometimes, and it's because,
right.
You know, I'm a fucking self-hating loser myself, you know, and you see, how many times can I say self? and I feel like, you know, I've sat across from, like, not just on this, but, you know, in life, across from enough people where I'm like, you know, how are, like, it's happened to me. They're like, you know, how do you not know that you're this? Like, you're clearly this all the time, like an asshole, or you're, or no, even like people are like, no, you're a nice guy, but you try to act like you're different. And I'm like, you know what I mean? But like you, I'm like, well, what? Is it just because like maybe you're not where you thought you were gonna be?
That could be it. I don't know. Because I had a really normal childhood for the most part, and
no wonder.
I don't. I mean, for the most part, maybe it was too normal. But no, maybe I've always been like wanting to succeed in incredible ways. I probably thought I would be some kind of journalist working for a major news organization by this point. And so, but then I...
Do you get joy out of your column?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's one of the reasons that I probably live, is to be a writer when it comes down to it. That's my thing. That's where things happen for me the most, when I'm writing.
Right.
And so that's why I liked stand-up, because I was able to write the jokes. But as you can see, like, delivery of it is the toughest part. Like, oh my God. Writing's the breeze for me. I got a joke book full of ideas.
I know for sure.
Jokes right there.
Like, if it was, like, dating-based, sex-based, like, not to be hacked because you're a woman, but, like, you know what?
I do it, though.
It's your life.
Yeah, it's my life, and I hate that it's a cliche, because it really is my
that's
life.
The most real. That's the most real thing that, like, I mean, dude, I've told how I'd taken Vicodin and been drinking all night, and I bought a hooker in Vegas, and we didn't do anything, so I didn't, instead of, like, trying to waste her time, I asked her if she wanted to, like, go to my
podcast?
Essentially, I was like, "You want to take a bath and drink some wine?" Like, and I asked her, "I'm like, what does your mom think? Like, what does your mom think? What does your dad think? Like, what's
You went into a full therapy session with it?
No, it wasn't even that. She was fine. Like, she didn't break down at the end. I can't believe, like, it wasn't like a rock bottom moment for her. But like, I mean, I've told awful things on here that I haven't told kind of anybody, you know. Like, some people know about it, like the parties involved, but like, I've told terrible stories on here, you know.
Like, no one's listening, but 25,000 people are.
Well, not 25,000 people, but 25,000 times.
Oh, 25,000 times someone has heard that Vegas hooker story.
I just keep listening over. Yeah. Or no, like, you don't know this story, but like, I mean, the reason, or the way that my dad and me became father and son was because I was raised religious, and, like, you know, I was kind of off the rails about some stuff, and my parents were totally worried about me. And it was, like, my day off. I was with a friend, and it was Wednesday, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, nothing. What are you doing? I'm like, want to hang out? Like, all right. So we go 4 bottles of Boone's Farm.
Oh, Strawberry Hill? My
favorite. It had to have been. Or Peach, maybe. Yeah. I like that you add layers to the story. See, I was trying to go through it quickly, but now we're feeling... You know, personally.
Well, I personally like Boone's Farm, but
it's the best.
We go way back.
A little marijuana on her side. I'm not down with that. Well, not that I'm not down with it. I just wasn't. I wasn't smoking
too much.
No, I just wasn't smoking. I don't care. And my dad decided to just kind of roll through here one day, and it was that day.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came in here, there's all kinds of empty bottles. There's a pot pipe. We had porn blasting on my big screen, and we were in the middle of it.
Wow.
And he just, you know, that's what he walked into. You know what I mean? So, like, what I'm getting at...
Wait, what do you think was the most, shocking of all to him?
That I wasn't gay, that it wasn't a man.
I was going to say the Ron Jeremy porn in the background, but, you know, maybe that proved to him that you weren't gay.
What, just the self-sucking? Or, like, really, they both like this? I knew my son was kind of fucked up, but... The hedgehog.
Your dad, you became friends after this?
Well, I feel like, you know, like...
Or you became closer.
Absolutely, because I feel like, you know, he like, the worry about me was like, what's he doing? You know? And then right then, he saw everything I was doing.
That's
every worry, like...
Oh, God.
And he saw it all at once. And, like, he didn't talk to me for a while, but when we came together, like... Now I don't have to be afraid to tell him anything. Like, I mean, he's fucking seen my asshole. Like, literally.
And your penis.
I chased after him trying to, I was totally freaked out. Like, it's funny now, but, I mean, but, like, what I'm getting at is, like, for you, like, you write jokes that, like, they kind of, like, trade paint with your actual personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I feel like if you were to do something that was more, like, almost like a one-woman show type of thing. Yeah. Like, you'd be way... Because I feel like you can really, like, you know, stretch a story out and, you know, season it and make it good. Mm-hmm. And even if it's, like, even if it's not, like, I'm dying in the aisle, like, I might totally, you know, relate to what you're saying. I mean, right. I mean, you've been walked in doggy style, I'm sure, clearly. No?
By my parents? No, my parents busted me, though, in high school. They knew I was having sex because they found a used condom wrapper.
So what, they set up a surveillance van and...
I got the talking to. But they were proud of me because I was using contraception. So,
that's... No, you thing. Know what, like, the other half of that story is, the other half of that story is, like, I was, I went to lunch with my grandma, and I guess I didn't talk about women enough around her. Oh. So, like, she kept, like, was, like, I think she thought that I was, you know...
Yeah. Well, and you're very well dressed. You like to rock a tie and a suit, which in Glenwood is, yeah, a little different.
Well, and I think for her, like, I mean, I was engaged when I was 20, but it didn't work out. I didn't know that. Well, nobody does.
I was married. Did you know that?
Really?
Yes, for 7
years. No, okay, you know what?
Yeah, see, there's pain in there. You just haven't...
Well, no, but see, I
pulled it out.
That's fine. Like, I'd rather you have that pain than the pain of, like, you're still searching, like, you never landed anywhere.
I thought you were going to say that I was still married. Yes, it would be quite painful.
Either way, I mean, like, I always, okay, I have this bizarre perception of you that, like, nothing's ever worked out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you seem to have, like, a lot of love and a lot of, you know...
Loss.
No, like... Oh, like,
I do have a scene.
Well, it's okay, maybe loss, but that's not what I meant. Like, yeah. Like, just a lot to give to someone else.
Oh, right.
And you're, like... Come on, people! Yeah, like,
how about, I know. It's weird.
Not losers. Just no hats.
Yeah.
You know, like, but you're out there. You're like trying to do this.
Right, because.
But I always like now I can feel like better about it because you actually did land somewhere for a while, even if it didn't work out.
Mm-hmm. I gotta
put a bookmark there because I gotta piss and I'm gonna get some wine. So.
Okay. Should I talk to myself?
No, I'm just going to pause it and then we'll come back. Is that cool?
Yes, that's right. Very cool.
All right. Me and my baby bladder are back. I feel...
Bladder of a woman.
We're going to go back Small to... woman. Jesus. Take it easy.
Sorry.
I'm a little vulnerable right now, okay?
I know. We were talking about you possibly being homosexual, but it's okay if you are.
My cousin said that she finally listened to me interviewing... her mom, and now she's going to go listen to grandma.
Oh, yeah.
And this is some really cool stuff. I learned a lot about my parents, and I realized that we need to not be strangers.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
See?
Bring in families
go
together.
From there is bringing people and families together.
Yes, I love
under
it.
An umbrella of love.
So did your grandma drop any F-bombs? Because I've already dropped a couple, actually.
See, I'm surprised that you haven't said, like, you know, faggot and nigger a lot more. Because like, that happens a lot. Like,
oh,
it won't now that Rob's gone.
It's weird. I come from this really, really all-white community back home. And so I'm always very sensitive to how I appear because I really was raised around people that, not my own family and stuff, but I know people who
super
were
racist,
raised.
Old school. Yeah. Well, no, dude, everybody I know is racist. Like, my dad, it's funny, because I'm Spanish, Mexican, whatever.
Yeah.
My dad hates Mexicans, dude. And, like, not just regular working Mexicans, but, like, the people that rob and, you know, fuck things up.
Yeah, well,
know.
I hate white trash people that fuck things up, too.
Exactly.
They do it a lot.
Are you good in here? Is it hot? Or?
Oh, no, it's good. Okay, I'm cool. In your bedroom.
You are in my bedroom,
strange.
And you showed me your cornucopia tits
while
ago,
and
my baby corn penis.
That's right. There are a lot of guns sitting around. Is that how you roll? Guns?
That's a 12 gauge. It's called a Spaz 12.
Yeah.
It's an Italian designed combat shotgun. That's
I would hate to walk in here in the middle of the night.
I don't know if I've told this story on here. Like, I always forget which stories I've told. Like, I gotta listening back. But like,
yeah.
I walked a guy out of here.
Whoa.
Like. This was about 8 years ago. I just had LASIK, and I had, like, my bed was, like, how it's like this now. It was, like, long ways this way, my head right there.
Mm-hmm.
And with LASIK, you got to put the little cups over your eyes when you sleep for the first couple weeks. Well, I go to bed. It's, like, 2-ish, whatever. Not drinking, just up late watching TV. Go to bed.
Watching porn.
Probably jerked off.
Yeah.
Probably scrapped one. I don't know. Yeah, I had to have. I hated my girlfriend at that time.
Oh. so you had out of spite masturbation.
Yeah, just really angry, like, fuck you. Good. Like, threw her coffee in the morning.
Oh, I thought she would throw it against the wall. I don't know why, but I would think that would happen when you're pissed off and masturbating, but whatever. I just pictured it. Great. Now that won't go out of my head.
Sorry.
Oh, that's all right. So go.
Should I stop?
Yeah, you probably should. So you didn't think he was a bear?
Here's what happened. I thought it was a woman because somebody came down and like, I heard like, you know, pounding on the door, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I look out and I could see a silhouette, and it was somebody with long hair, kind of short. So I thought it was a woman, right? But then he's pounding here, and then he's pounding that other door over there. Mm. So I get up. I had a 38 in the like a 38 snub in here, no ammo, right? Mm-hmm. But I had it, whatever. So I get up and put pants on and put it back here, and I'm watching him out the window, and he's just kind of like milling around, and I can hear him. He's yelling, "Moo!" I'm like, what's he saying? He's yelling for Kim.
Oh, somebody who lives here?
No, there's no Kim here.
Oh.
So he kind of works his way back around. I flip the outside light on. I throw the slider open. This is where I fucked up. I pop out to him with a gun in his face. Now, had he come in here and I put a gun in his face, I'm good.
Right.
But the fact that I flew out there, gun in his face, not good.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be on your porch or something.
Well,
right?
It's just this, like, biker-looking guy. He's got, like, a leather jacket, leather, like, I don't know if they're pants or if they're chaps. I don't remember, but...
Chaps?
No, chaps.
Oh, I thought you said chaps. Oh, is it chaps? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's the Mexican. Oh, and here's another good point, just so you remember.
Yes.
All chaps are assless.
Are buttless. Yeah. I was going to say that.
I don't know why anybody... It's just because, you know...
Because it's funny to say buttless.
Because it makes
chaps.
It say gay, like, sound gay.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Come on.
Village people.
Yeah. So, yeah, and he was just wasted. Well, he said a cab dropped him off here, but he had a beer can in his hand, so I don't know, like...
Well, I don't know. The Glenwood cabs seem to not have a lot of restrictions on...
Well, I don't know what happened, but I basically, like, I mean... To the back of his head, like,
whoa,
you know, walked him all the way up the stairs.
Did he pee himself?
No, and like, good thing, like, I mean, I probably could have taken him if he would have, like, made a move or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he was little.
Oh. Okay.
And he was drunk. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like, the fear of, like, he didn't know my gun was unloaded. I mean, I walked him all the way clear down to the mailbox and, like pushed him off like that. And, like, I tell the story different now. Like, what I should have said was, like, in the end, it was some drunk idiot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wasn't trying to kill me. He wasn't trying to rob me. Like, he was just some dude that was lost, you know? But that doesn't mean that that shit won't happen again. And
right.
And that's what they're going to run into.
I wouldn't mess with that if I were anyone in this vicinity of this podcast.
And I'm glad I wasted 5 minutes talking about that.
Hey, that's
Let's
all
go
right.
back to your marriage. I didn't know.
Oh,
idea.
Yeah.
When was that? Like,
the
90s.
I got married when I was 23. And it was 1995. And so I was... Married until about 2002, I guess.
What was he like when you met him?
Seven. We went to high school together, actually, and he was a skater guy, and I was a preppy chick in
Is he
high
still
school.
Around here?
No, he lives in Indiana.
Okay.
He became a professional paintball player during
you know
our
what?
Marriage.
That yeah. might sound like shit, but I bet you that's pretty fun.
It's pretty, yeah, so I let him follow his dreams, and then I kind of followed my own. I came out to Colorado and said, F it, and now I'm a stand-up comic. So we actually are still friends.
Like,
Yeah, I mean, we talk. We own a house together, so we've always been very civil.
So it's like that. What's that movie that, like...
That we own.
Is that movie called One Day? So, like, you guys meet at the house, like, one day, and you're just mad.
Yeah.
Boning
in the No,
room.
That's
oh.
never happened in the
11
years.
You've never had a slide back from
No, you? Not in 11 years that I've been divorced, I guess.
Which is weird, because you'd seem like you'd be game for it.
But yeah, well, you know. I know, because I always get back together with ex-boyfriends, but that has been, like, a rule.
Well, what happened, like, why?
I have not done that.
Was it one of those things where, like, you both were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, we were so young. He was 21, I was 23. We just, you know, he was a Southern guy, and that's just how... People did in the Midwest, and, you know, I graduated from college, and the next thing you know, I was married, and then the first 5 years were pretty good, and then, yeah, at the end, it wasn't so great.
There was no, like, major event that made it go bad, or?
Well, the professional paintballing came.
Well, no, I mean, like, extracurricular
big...
vagina, or,
oh,
you know.
Oh, possibly, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there's a little bit of history there, yeah. So, I haven't told a lot
Who
of people.
Who is she?
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
You still talk to her?
No, I would kick her ass. She was a pinball
player. No, I'm saying
player.
That you did it.
She actually would have kicked my ass. She was much bigger than me. She was a paintball player.
So, you were faithful?
Yes. Yes, I was a very
Completely.
Faithful wife. Yeah,
like
I
you
really
never
was.
Even were like,
No, that never happened.
So you've been, you said since 2002?
Divorced, but then I've had relationships, you know. I've been single now for 3 years, though.
What are you doing today?
I'm hanging out.
I sat here with another friend yesterday. We were talking about, like, she's from California and, like, most recently Denver, and, like, she's having to ask us for, like, advice on how to handle things around here, because it is a different animal here, you know? Yeah, like, it is. Have you always been the one that kills it here, or is it, you know, do you get dumped? Like, how's it, or has it been a mix? Like, what's...
It's kind of been a mix a little bit. I've always, liked people that didn't like me as much back. And then the same thing happens.
That goes back to that thing where you're sitting here alone, like, you know, you exude,
I got all this love.
You exude a lot of, like, just feeling. I don't know if, like, you don't love me, but, like, you've always been nice to me.
Oh, yeah, we've always, like, hugged, always.
Well, yeah, and I just feel like, you know, there's a lot of people like you get, you know, hurt a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And a lot of times people think I'm flirting with them, and I'm not. I'm just a flirt to teasing them, but, you know, whatever. I get a rap better for that. But, yes, exerting that love. Yeah, because I do have a lot of love to give, but that happens equally. I meet somebody, and sometimes I don't have the feelings they do for me, and then, yeah, I just haven't found that, like, that weird connection that works. It's very strange how it's all been played out this way out here in Colorado, but...
Well, like, let's say the last one that you broke off, like, what happened?
That was a serious relationship. We lived together. I just had this feeling it wasn't going anywhere. It wasn't going to happen.
How long were you together?
Like 3 years.
Oh, it wasn't going anywhere?
Yeah.
It wasn't?
No,
I'll tell you that wasn't. Now. No, because, like, you know, guys, that's what we do. We stretch it out. Like, I'm afraid to make that step.
Mm-hmm.
And I've hurt people,
you
know, recently even... And, I mean, I feel bad about it, but it's just, like, I don't even know what I want for myself.
Mm.
Doesn't feel right to, you know, drag somebody else, like, you know, commitment-wise or even, like, you know, label-wise into my bullshit. Now, if you want to, you know, you want to come do a podcast and then, you know, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I can't help that, and that's probably the only thing I'm good for anyway. But, what happened that they dumped you?
Oh.
It doesn't have to be the recent or whatever. Just pick one. I just want to know,
just
like,
pick
what
one
the
when
dynamic
I was
is.
Dumped.
Like,
I just kind of got blown off. Yeah, I could just tell. But then sometimes...
So that one, you guys weren't together long at all?
No, that one, he kind of left, like, the valley, so... And he was not going to come back, so... And
he moved to Egypt to be an architect. And
close. He was, like, on the road trying to be a carny at one time to write a book about it. That was a
stretch. That's a stretch to try to be creative.
Yeah, see,
sorry.
Well, I have tried it.
Is he alive?
Yes, he's alive. But he did move away. And whenever I try to just kind of be in a friendship kind of thing, it doesn't really work out.
What do you mean a friendship
kind of thing? Like, just kind of send a message or something, just... Nice.
Oh, with him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. I mean, like,
to be friends.
There's rules with phones. Like,
oh,
you know,
I know,
like,
right.
we give, like, I mean, you're a little older than me.
Yeah.
So I'd give you 20 minutes for a text, you know? But if you're not answering me back in 20 minutes, you're blowing me off.
Oh, I see.
Everybody
I
know, if it's not 2 minutes, like, you're being a piece of shit because you're always glued to your phone.
Yeah,
you know
that.
Fucking answer me, you know?
I've noticed that with dating, that I have no idea what the protocol is on texts or, like, if I should be able to call somebody.
I feel like
I don't know why.
I mean, I haven't gotten back, you know, in the whole game yet. Mm. Like, I'm totally fascinated with Facebook because I've only had it for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to use it just to pour my shit, but I've been finding people that I haven't seen in years.
Right, I know,
you know,
it's pretty cool.
And it is kind of cool, but then it's also kind of dangerous because, like, you know...
Yeah, that's why I just have I accept everyone until they, like, and I don't... If I don't know them, and then they start trying to...
Have you ever been stalked on here, like...
Oh, just people trying to IM me, and I never respond.
Oh, I don't turn
And then
on.
I'll just, like, turn... Yeah.
And then I feel weird, because, like, I mean, at least you understand, like, what a podcast is and, like, what I'm trying to do here, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, for anybody else that doesn't, they're like, what the fuck are you even talking about? Like, they... I feel like I'm being labeled as a stalker because I'm like, hey, here's my show.
Oh, that's weird.
Because we've, well, no, it might be somebody that I haven't talked to in forever. And like, oh, like
annoyed or something.
Well, I don't know. Like, okay, like for instance, like there's a girl in here that she was my first little girlfriend ever. And I, after seeing her posts and stuff like that, she seems like a bit of a nut job. But I still would love to talk to her just on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't live here, so like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like, and I haven't actually physically seen her in like 16 years.
Right.
So like, it would just be a cool thing to like, just for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, at first she seemed all game, and then like, after twice bugging you, I'm not going to ask you again.
Yeah, yeah, no, I would do that.
You know. And I mean, at least when I asked you, you were like, well, I'm busy till here, and today's when I hit you up, and it worked out. So.
Of course.
But then, like, there's other ones. Like, I have another friend that she's actually in state now, and she was just, I just loved her, like, as a person when we were in high school. And I just want to know, like, because she's a lesbian now.
Oh.
And all I want to know is, like, well, how'd that go? What's going on? You know, like, I know it's stupid, but I'm so naive about stuff.
Oh, that's all right. Do you think know? I may become a lesbian after being on this show today?
Why? Because of me?
Yeah, I'm teasing.
What?
That's a joke. That was supposed to be a joke.
Well, what did I do? My baby corn penis offended you to the point where, like...
No, I'm not.
Are you talking about men in relationships?
Yeah, no, I like.
Have you ever messed with a chick?
No, I don't think so.
So that's a yes. All right.
No, come on now. My mother might listen to this. No, that's not true.
Well, your mother thinks awful, horrible things about you.
I'm sure. Right. I definitely do like men though, and I don't know why, because they are
well. Can't you just use your vaginal powers to just like. Just have fun and not be, like...
Sometimes, but then, I don't know, I just always... My expectations... I get my hopes up. I guess that's, like, the best way to
So you've never, like, me. You've never just boned without feelings?
I have, once. Although I always see that guy everywhere, and it's very hard to be like, you know, uncle, oh, that was just a one-night
Your uncle's
going to
be at every wedding and stuff, so... I'm just kidding. See, that was very...
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's a funny joke. That was good.
Well, I had to hit you back after you said that you were going to be a lesbian after being on my podcast.
Yes.
I kind of fucked up. Go from where? Lesbian town. Straight town, I mean. God damn it.
That's why you'll have...
See, this is why I can't be a comic. I should have said, go from where? Straight town to lesbian town. But I blew it.
See? And you stick with your first instincts. But,
No. See, that's why I'm terrible.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm constantly confused on how dating protocol works and what you're supposed to do.
Well, why can't you just get out there, like, you talk enough about sex that's kind of, like, an important part of what you're after.
Yeah, I know,
so why
right?
can't you just go out there and just slay and just be...
I don't know,
you just
can't for some reason, because then people get the wrong idea about you.
No, they don't. They get the exact idea, and then you get to go,
exactly.
Well, yeah, but you know what? Not with you.
Ah, right. I mean, I have. I mean, I've had some sex here and there. Oh, I should do some jokes, though, at the April 3rd show about sex and lack thereof. That's funny. Shit.
I think...
Or is that sad?
I implore... No, it's fine. No, it's life.
Yeah.
You know, sad is whatever. Sad is probably like, oh, well, she should get out more. Well, this is the first time you've been out in 3 months, so why don't you go fuck yourself, you know? Like,
right.
I just feel like, you know, especially like single, like, I mean, you're in your prime, you would say. No?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
with that,
it's been going on for years. I thought that was supposed to only last like a
How old are you, though?
I'm 40. I turned 40 in April. On 420 is my birthday.
So you are 40 or you turned 40?
I've turned 40.
You've turned 40, okay.
Yes, I am
so,
40.
So, but like, what?
But yeah, this is
the thing. Like, I implore people, because I have a handful of like older friends
mm-hmm.
that are single.
Yeah,
and I'm like, don't fucking pair up and then just go be bounty commercial lesbians. Like, right. Fucking get out there. Like, color your hair, chop it off. Not chop it off. But, like, if you're gonna chop it off, do like the Rihanna chop off
oh,
type of shit,
right,
not like
yeah.
the lesbian stuff.
Oh, shave on the side of the head.
Well, no, that's good too, but just one side, and
oh,
then
yeah.
you fucking do the rest over here. You know, go get some new outfits and fucking go crush ass. Like, it's out there for you, even if you're older. Like,
mm-hmm.
Well, sadly, I'm totally like, I like that stuff. Like, but it's treated me well. Like, I have a friend
women?
Like,
you mean?
Dude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Cougars.
One. in particular. I'm not going to talk about, you know, details or names or nothing, but like,
as they call.
Dude, I was like, I don't care that you have a fucking 10-year-old. Like, I love you. I want to be. And she's like, shut the fuck up. Like, she's like, you know, totally strong arming me and like, for good reason, but like, she was awesome. Like, you, and okay, this may not be how it works every time, but she didn't want me around long term, right? But when I was there, I had a job, and she took care of me.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, it works.
So why can't you do that?
I've done it. Yeah.
I feel like you should just, like...
I was a little bit of a cougar. I had my last serious boyfriend was 10 years younger than me.
That doesn't count, though. Like,
I'm not talking about supporting him.
No, that doesn't... That's not what I mean, either. Like, I mean... Why can't you just go out and just, like, slay for a while and have that power over people where, like, you know? Because you get hit on the bars, right? I mean, like...
Yeah, but usually by the people I don't want to be hitting on me. And I develop crushes. I have a thing with, like, sometimes I'm crushing on somebody and then it's not reciprocal. It's really
hard.
Can't
you, like, transfer, like, the whatever you want to do to your crush to just somebody just to get it out, like,
yeah,
that's a guy move.
See, maybe I haven't been taught enough like survival skills in the dating world. Maybe you need to hand some workshops. I mean,
me?
Yeah,
I don't know shit. I don't know anything that'll get you anywhere,
right?
Except for maybe
or
laid.
Get laid. Yeah, I was gonna say maybe get like a free dinner. I don't know, or maybe a glass of wine.
That was the other thing me and Amy were talking about yesterday. It was like, I feel like some people, like you're trying to use your power for good. Like, you're trying to do, you know, what you're supposed to do in relationships or whatever. But I feel like, you know, some women have upped their game so much where it's almost like this, like, halfway sophisticated form of prostitution.
Yeah, well,
I'm down to put out, and, like, because I do want to, you know, get some. But guess what? You're going to take me to fucking the Pullman, and we're going to have drinks, and then we're going to go dancing, and, you know... Maybe I might even make you take me to a movie on Sunday before you even see a nipple. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm like, that's not wrong, but if those are prerequisites when you're down, it's prostitution. Sorry.
Right. Well, if you take me on the river, sometimes I have a nip slip, a little nipple comes out on accident. That happened this summer. And that guy didn't even have to take me on a date.
No, but you know what I'm saying, right?
Nipple, I mean, like, just came out.
Do you
it just came right out in front of
Do you feel like... Am I on to something at all?
Yes, because that you're exactly right, because that is where that's my challenge. You can obviously tell that I care about people, so when I start dating them, I want to be in their lives to make their lives happier, or I want to have a good impact on people. I don't want to drive someone crazy or make them upset.
What's weird about you is like I feel like you're not like
or nag them.
No, you could be completely honest and you would get exactly what you want. Like, not to be like, you know, you're not gonna like jump on a guy's chest and like while he's on the floor you're like, I love you and I want babies now. Yeah. Like, you can't do that.
Right. Oh, I know that.
But you could do like,
I already did that.
Like, if you found somebody that you liked, you'd be like, okay, look, here's the thing, you know, I am able, like, if you started doing this, I'm able to fucking pie face you and just go crush ass with people that I don't care about.
Right.
Like, but I like you, like, you seem interesting, like, you know, I want to spend time with you, and, you know, what do you think of that?
I'm kind of going through that right now, a little bit.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just kind of, like, you know, I'm seeing someone, and it's kind of out there that I like him.
Is it coming back?
Yeah. I just don't know. I never know what to do, like, how to look into the future.
What would happen if you did just, like, find, like, just a one, like, you know, I kind of feel like, I told you this 3 weeks ago, and I feel like it's, you know, I'm not trying to push you, but, you know, I don't feel any different, really.
Right.
You know, what do you think? And then, like, you just go get drunk and fuck somebody, like, would that be a problem? Like, are you guys official?
I don't think we are, but I haven't worded it that way, but I am going to be going up to Mexico, so what I should maybe just say, so listen,
you're
going to
be naked
trip.
On the bar of a fucking Carlos and Charlie's.
Yeah, is that okay if I do that, or hook up with a random dude? Yeah, no.
They're going to glue fucking shot glasses to your body and do the surfboard shot off you.
Right, no thanks. I could pull it off, though. You know, no, it's not spring break, but I don't know.
This is what I'm talking about. There's been like five things in the last 20 minutes that you said where like you said something and then you went no, like you know what I mean? Like you throw it out there and you're like no.
Yeah,
you
know, pull like, it back a little bit.
Why?
Because I don't know. Maybe that's my delivery.
What do you think you're preserving? And I'm not saying that like what you are is any different than what your thought is, but like what do you think you're trying to save?
Maybe I think I'm trying to put it out there that I'm not a bad girl or something.
I don't think anybody thinks that.
I know. What if I have this bad girl complex? What if I'm afraid that, because that's what I've always
tried. My feeling is that
when
you said that you're trying not to be a bad girl is your subconscious being like, no, we need to like have multiple dicks right now. Like,
right. Maybe I should be in a porn just to relive some things that are going on in my head.
Some of my porn years. Like, what are you talking about?
Relive your porn years. No, I don't. You're right, though. Why do I care if I'm such a good girl?
Well, I don't know. Nobody thinks you're bad. I don't know one person that thinks that, like, that. Look, hey, there's April, that fucking whore, cunt, bitch. Like, nobody thinks that shit.
I know.
So, like, what sanctity are you protecting? That's what I want to know. I'm trying to help you enjoy yourself and not, like, okay, this is all my perception, okay?
Good. No, I love perception, and I need it.
I feel like you're, like pouty and, like kind of self-hating sometimes.
Self-hating.
And I'm like, I hate myself, dude. But, like, you know what I do?
What?
I go and do shit that makes me hate myself worse.
You know, right? Well, that's what most college kids do every weekend. But...
Well, I wish I had that excuse, but I'm plenty...
But I hate to think that I hate myself.
If I'm wrong, then tell
because
me.
Because there is a lot of love that I love.
Yeah. Well, no, you're into yourself.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
That's
weird.
You're very self... Not self-centered, but you're self... Like... You're down with you.
Yeah, I'm down with me.
I don't know what that means exactly, but
I'm torn because there's probably like...
Or something?
I don't know. Not mine. Maybe I have that angel-devil complex, and I'm like constantly... torn because I have like a little angel on one shoulder. It's being like you should be good and
well. What's
excel
the, okay? How about this? What's the worst that
awesome
would happen
and
if
then
you
this other person's like?
Because I know you're the kind of person that's like condom, you know. Like, what's the worst that would happen if you just went evil for a while?
Well, I've had condomless sex in my day.
Yeah, in your day, not this day.
Back in the day. Back in the 90s.
We're more okay with it lately because we actually have good condoms that are not as terrible.
Yeah,
so.
And I hear that actually some...
Thank you, Trojan Ecstasy.
Yes. Some forms of...
Love that shit.
...sexually transmitted diseases have, you know, fallen a little bit, I think. No, I might be making that up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Just sexually transmitted diseases. I just haven't met a guy yet who has gonorrhea or crabs. But there's a lot of manscaping.
Wait.
That goes on.
No, but that those are okay. Like
rampant.
Those, you can get rid of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, HIV, herpes. Mm. You know, fucking hepatitis. Those are the bad ones. But like
fucking
chlamydia.
Oh crap! Hey, one time in high school, I had this.
I got.
Friend,
I told this. I got scabies once.
Oh, I had scabies in fifth grade. It was so embarrassing.
I don't think I got it from.
I got them on my face.
I don't.
Yeah, they were on my face.
Goddamn uncle again, son of a bitch. No, I didn't get mine from, well, because now you're validating my point. Like, it's not always sexually transmitted. It's skin to skin. Because they're bugs.
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah.
Or unless you were, who were you fucking?
No.
You looked at me like, oh, yes, go with that.
I was in the fifth grade and I heard I got it from the drinking fountain or a shopping cart. I don't know. That's what I heard. I was not fucking anyone when I was in fifth grade, I promise you. Mother, I was not.
Yes. Tell your brother he's okay. Like, it wasn't
yeah, right.
No, like, I don't know if you remember this period of time when there was like a self-talking crazy person, girl that was around town.
Oh, yeah. Is she still around?
No, but when that happened...
Does she live in Carbondale?
I don't know. I put her up here one night, and apparently I didn't take care of the laundry properly afterward. Mm. And it was 6 months of, like, if I had a pistol in my house, I would have probably killed myself.
You gotta, like, use this cream stuff. Weird. But
no, wait, you must be talking about something else, because, like, scabies is, like, it's, like, body lice.
Ew, I don't know. I had, like, a rash thing. Maybe I didn't have that. I thought
no, this is different. You have to take like a fucking flea dog pill.
Oh God, yeah, no! I didn't have to do that. I had a, like a rash in my face.
But anyway, back to sexually evil April.
Yes.
Like, why can't you just do that? Like, why don't like?
I have.
Do you like this guy?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Is, you think it's gonna happen?
I don't. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'd like to think so. I can't tell though. That's my problem is I don't have the radar that like figures.
No, but aren't you in a place where you're like, you know, really, what are we doing here?
Not yet. No, I don't know if we're quite there yet. How many weeks do you know?
What do you mean weeks? What's wrong with you? How close is this guy?
I remember.
Like,
I don't remember.
How recent is this whole thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It's dating. It's courting, if you will.
Oh my God.
See?
So we're talking like 2 months?
So a little bit under that. Yeah. It'll be 2 months.
Fuck
soon.
You and like.
Fuck you. I don't know. See, that's why I'm so terrible. I'm like guessing half the time. I'm like maybe.
Do you do anything like the online type of stuff?
I did do Match.com.
Did that work?
I didn't like it. I dated.
Where did you meet this guy?
Leadville. I was set up on a blind date.
By who?
A friend.
Mark?
No.
Who?
A woman. Her name is Donna.
Nystrom?
Yeah. Hot Donna.
Really?
So, yeah. Oh, come on.
She already fucked him. No. Just kidding.
What if she listens to this podcast?
She'll be like, no, I didn't. I was kidding. I laughed
yeah,
right after I said it.
It's a joke. Yeah,
it's a joke. And joking. I'm saying that it was a joke into this microphone. Yeah. So maybe that makes it a joke.
I don't know, though. That's my problem with relationships. I'm always way off.
All right. Or 7:10.
Oh, we are? Okay. Well, that's all right.
You can come back and we'll teach you like the well. Do you need to go?
Yeah, I do need to go, but I would love to come back and talk more about, you know, different things. I don't know, like what, but more sex.
Are you just saying that to me now, or like what?
More sex! I just yell it out like I have Tourette's.
No. Do you know how well that would work for you? Like if you just went to Target, let's say. I feel like Target is a little less skeevy.
Yeah. Than Walmart?
Like you just, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You just, like, find, like, stand behind, like, the guy with the little boop, boop, boop thing that works there.
Yeah.
And just yell that, and you could probably get a little, you know, a little target.
Maybe if I just go to all those red phones and ask for more sex until they figure out where I am in the store and
I feel like some unattached sex might kind of boost your self-esteem a tiny bit.
Well, I mean, no, it does
if you go out and you're hunting, like, you shouldn't feel bad about, like, you might feel like, that wasn't really worth it, but it's not like you got conned by some guy and then 2 months later, you're back to where you were at, you know?
Right,
like,
no. I always come back stronger, and that's one thing, like, all of this is a process, again. Everything I do is some kind of learning experience. I don't know why it has to be that way, but I usually have to learn everything the hard way.
But ultimately, you want to get married. Like, do you still want to have kids? Or?
Yes, but, you know, I'm 40. Like,
fucking time's ticking away. But don't make that...
No. I'm trying... Like,
adopt.
Really
if you get to 45 and you're still like, fucking adopt. Don't,
yeah, no,
don't
I would.
Do that shit.
Yeah. No, I don't. I'm very scared.
Like, you're still tiny and
childbirth.
Good. Like, don't ruin
it
with
and,
babies now.
You
like,
know, doing stand-up when you're knocked up, to me, might be a little classless. I've never seen it done, actually, really, for the most part. I notice most women probably have no plan to be in front of a microphone, chastised in front of... I mean, you probably feel bad enough.
I'll give you this. Like, you have balls. Like, I feel like you are clever.
Thank you.
I don't know if stand-up's your avenue.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, like, I mean, there's got to be something for you. And, like, you know what? Stand-up could probably work, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, just like the real, like... Is it...
No, it's not. Like, I get away... Like, we've talked about the nerves and the feeling like I could just throw
well,
up
you know,
or
here's
run away.
Well, here's the
I
thing about, like,
the
one-woman show type of thing is, like, they're only coming to see you. Like, it's not like a showcase where, like, well, let's see what's going to happen. Like,
yeah.
I feel like you could do, like, a 20, you know, $15 or $20 ticket. Like, maybe say, you know, keep it simple, Pack 3 or the Center for the Arts. And, like, you know, just really flesh out, like, you know, 4 or 5 stories and like one really big one at the end, like that ties all together somehow. And like, I feel like you would do really well with that kind of stuff because you have experience, you have stories. And you know how to be funny, but like, you know, maybe the setup punchline thing doesn't exactly work.
Well, there's a lot of pressure with that. The only reason I feel the pressure, because a lot of the comics do go up and just tell stories, and that's actually how I started.
The other great thing
about... But I feel the pressure of getting laughter.
The other great thing about something like that, that's not a restaurant, like, I don't know, how is Pack 3 set up?
It's awesome. It's like a theater, so
it has everybody's stage. Looking at you, right?
Yeah,
there's not like four people looking at each other.
Oh, no,
and,
no,
and like
no,
one
no.
guy looking like... No, that, that's the other great it's thing. It's like they have to know that you're that they're going to see you, and they have to pay attention when they get there.
Yeah, well, that's what the April Clark show is going to be. Like I said, I do have a lot of funny friends, and I have the band, but is my show, and I'm going to feel much better coming out of it, like that I did it, because this is a huge jump, and I needed like a lot of motivation to make it happen. But maybe I'll come out of it, and I'll want to have sex. The first guy I see in the audience.
I'm going to challenge you right now, actually.
Okay.
The first guy that you find attractive, but that hits on you first.
Ah.
That way you don't get rejected.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, because if you say, like, on average, what, 4 or 5 a night, maybe? Or
sometimes, but a lot of times around here, I know everybe I'm talking to.
Okay, well, I don't want to ruin what you're doing over with this guy, but like, if it's not working out, if you're still like, I don't know what he's doing, you know, pick the lesser of the evil that comes to you. That way, it's your choice, and just fucking bang it out, and then kick him out, and then be like, yeah, that's right, bitch, I'm in charge here. Yeah, that was the April Clark show.
I love that. Can I clap for you?
Whoops. Hey.
Yeah, that was some applause right there. Because I think that sounds awesome.
I think perfect. You should do it.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to happen.
Right on.
Make it happen.
Let me know if... God damn it.
What?
Let me know if...
it's blown up over there.
If you do like a second or third one or whatever... For sure, let me know. I would love to do that.
Because
I'm going to call you out in the middle of it and be like, so? But you have to tell me first. You have to be like, he's here and it's going well.
Well, right, it'd be pretty funny if you actually were doing the live podcast during the show and then you jumped in and you could ask some questions and,
No, that makes it too convoluted and weird, you know?
Like, well, you could also do the podcast, like you said, before or after we do the April Clark show, so you'll have...
Well, let's say if you put I have a pretty good idea that Mark has like wants nothing to do with me.
Oh no, I don't think so.
He's never cool to me. Like I tried, and he's I don't know whatever. Maybe whatever.
Yeah. Don't be so sensitive.
What's I really am. I just want people to like me.
I know. I feel the same way. Fuck. They only what's, like what's me because I'm a girl.
What's the other yelly guy? Bob.
Oh, Bob. Yeah.
God, I would love to talk to him.
Yeah, you should.
I mean, I would love to talk to, like, all you guys, but, like...
I wish you could talk to Brooks Warner. Did you ever see him? He's very Mitch Hedberg in his style and delivery, but... I dated him. That's the second comic. I did hook up with him. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. I think you have a problem. Maybe she's tough on your coworkers.
I stopped at two, comics, I guess. Oh, my God. Yeah. My mom should not hear this, I suppose. But maybe that's
why. No, Mom will like it because like you're being honest, and I'm not trying to be shitty to you. But
No. And
I just wanted to be like okay, this is the first time we talk and hang out. Like, I don't want to be like, hey, so what's going on with you? Like, I don't.
Yeah.
I know what's going on with it. I want to know what's going on with you. Yeah, and the work that you put. You know, like. I mean.
I know, because I really am. I'm working really hard to.
You do work hard, and like I want something to work out for you, and like sometimes I feel like stand up.
I know what you mean.
It's not quite.
It's sort of like I'm good at being a mediocre stand-up comic.
Well, I'm good at being a mediocre fucking podcast host. That's all I got.
But there are some things I'm really good at, and I won't tell them on this podcast. I'll keep those secret.
Right.
So you have to find out.
Okay. All right, we'll do that next time. So
good luck. And I want to do this again.
Plug the show.
Oh, yeah. The April Clark show is going to be at PAC 3 on Saturday, October 13th.
All right, I better cut this up and put it up tomorrow.
I want you to do it. Then come. Oh, wait. Can you come? Saturday.
I might have a funeral.
Oh.
But I know that sounded fucked up, but I actually might. But
well,
if
I'm
not,
sorry.
I'll try to make
if
it.
If you have to go to a funeral, but maybe you should come. It's at 9 o'clock, unless the funeral is going to go late.
It's not in town.
Oh, so, darn.
But we'll see. I mean, I want to go. I want to see what it's about, because, like, I mean, nothing would make me happier than for, like, this to go off, like, exactly how you want it. Like, it's the, you know, the volume spiked on your end type of stuff. Like, that would be awesome.
Sweet. Well, and I
hopefully,
appreciate that.
Hopefully nobody, you know, tries to steal the thunder or anything like
that.
Oh,
well, there might be some hecklers, but the hecklers will be shot down immediately.
No, just let them heckle, because then eventually they're going to be stupid and they're spill their drink and be like, ah, look at you now, dummy.
Yeah, no, hecklers are just, they're fine. I've actually got more kick
I've never
out
heard
of
you
hecklers.
Get, have you actually gotten, like, badly heckled?
A little bit, not bad. Once in Aspen, this dude was, he was using his cell phone to put his flashlight in the comics' faces. That was at Bad Billy's.
Dude, you know how fast I would have just slapped the phone out of his hand.
I couldn't even believe, like, the bouncer didn't bounce the guy or anything.
Dude, if I was there, I literally would have walked past him like I was going to the bathroom and I would have slapped the phone out of his hand to where it crushed on the ground.
I would have loved that because he was an asshole for sure. That's probably the worst, but, like, most heckling, I like when people kind of talk to me and you're not technically supposed to get. See, I kind of break all the rules.
I don't think I get
into the audience, as they say.
I didn't really heckle you, but I've kind of, like, tried to engage you.
Oh, yeah,
well,
I like
it was my, it's not my fault. Like, it was it was the fucking Loyal Brothers.
Oh,
I was
two feet
away from you, and you're like, you were asking questions, and I'm like, me. Like,
yeah, thanks. I know, right? And, yeah, and that's not that great either. So I'm
Loyal Brothers is the worst place to be
checking it out. It's a hard room. It's a long room. Yeah.
There's no open shots. Like, it's a long room. There's all kinds of barricades and obstacles.
Yeah,
like, it's bullshit.
It's like the it's like playing miniature golf comedy, I guess. Is that right? No.
I think you got it. I think we should
silence.
End on that note.
Dead silence.
Well, hey, I appreciate you coming and
yes,
like,
I had so much fun. I
want to
like do
it
forever.
Awesome.
I would sit here for 2 hours.
What are you doing?
Yeah.